Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. I begin with the name of Allah, Most Gracious, Most Merciful. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and send salutations upon the Most Exalted Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear children, the story we covered last time was about making time to acquire knowledge. If you remember, the children were making fun of the ferryman, saying, "Do you know history? Do you know science? Do you know mathematics?" And the ferryman said, "I don't know any of these." And they all laughed at him, and they cheered at him, and they jeered at him. And then when the storm came, and there was a lot of water, the man then said to the children, "Do you know how to swim?" And the children said, "No." The man said, "Well, you have wasted all your lives if you cannot swim, because you will die." And it was to do with understanding the importance of learning deen and that practicing deen and spreading deen. Today's story is titled "Some Important Health Aspects for Children." Dear friends, our lives and health are wonderful favors from Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and a great trust that we must look after and a great trust that we must look after and make sure that they are not lost. We will also be questioned about this on the Day of Qiyamah. We will be asked how we spent our lives and how we valued our free time and health. We must therefore avoid everything that harms our health and make up our own minds to live our lives properly. We should use our good health to worship Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and to make an effort for the deen. Our elders have given us many guidelines to care for our health, and here are some of them. 1. Never eat anything without first washing your hands, and never spit wherever you wish. Always carry a handkerchief or some tissue to spit in. 2. Always chew your food well before swallowing. Make sure that you do not make any improper sounds when chewing and swallowing. 3. Never laugh or joke while eating, and do not say anything very fast or hurriedly, because it could cause the food or drink to get stuck in one's throat, which can be very dangerous. 4. We must stop eating sand and chalk, and also stop other little children from doing so, because this harms the health. 5. Do not take too much food in your hand when eating, because it makes you look greedy and it becomes very difficult to chew and swallow so much. People often say that such a child is a glutton. 6. Dear children, get into the habit of brushing your teeth with miswak and toothpaste. You will be healthy if your teeth are healthy. And when the teeth are clean, the food going to the stomach will also be beneficial by the command of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. 7. Our elders stress that children who are studying must take extra care to keep their teeth clean and also eat things that strengthen the brain, such as almonds. 8. Dear children, you must also sleep well and not stay awake unnecessarily. The habit of going to sleep only when everyone else is asleep is a very bad habit indeed. 9. Your nails must also be kept clean and cut regularly. Your hair should be also kept tidy and kept in accordance to the Sharia and the Sunnah. This will give a person great peace in this world. Our elders stress that it is also Sunnah to cut nails of little babies. 10. Never hold back your urine. Go to the toilet as soon as the need arises, because many diseases can start by holding back your urine. You must also never stand and urinate. 11. Eat only the fresh food at home and never eat the food or drinking sold or the food drink anything sold on the streets at stalls outside the school. 12. Children must stay away from the many harmful foods and powders such as pan and gutkha, etc. These are some of the advices that have been given to us to ensure that we can look after our own health. As children, if we look after our health when we are young, then we will have the habit of looking after ourselves when we get older, and we will also be in a position to teach our children about how to stay healthy. So many things were shared there. It's important that we try to remember and practice them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the true understanding and the ability to act upon what has been heard and said. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always keep us healthy, happy, and always gives us the tawfiq to make sure that we look after ourselves and that we do not cause anything wrong or anything damaging to our body. Ameen. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.